What is up, everybody? Today is August 2nd, and welcome back to another episode of Pretty Good Games. I'm your host, Vincent Chen, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Hello, my name is Andrew Koo. In this podcast, we'll be talking about today's news, the state of Nintendo, and toxicity in online video games. Without further ado, today's news include a new Risk of Rain update, which brings two new classes into the current roster. And if you are an owner of Sims 3, you also get free rewards if you purchase Sims 4. Far Cry 4 and Assassin's Creed Unity have made their way onto Steam. Also, Rayman creator Michael Ansel formed his new indie studio, which is titled Wild Sheep, while continuing working with Ubisoft on Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Today we're going to be talking about Nintendo. Recently, Nintendo posted their quarterly financial report in which they posted $97 million net debt. Obviously, $97 million is a lot of money. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, with the release of the Xbox One and the PS4, and with all due respect to Sony and Microsoft, but, you know, Nintendo has really no control over whatever Sony and Microsoft put out. But after the shells or bullets have fired out, after they're out of ammo, I guess Nintendo has the chance to shine.
Right, because at this point, from the time the Wii U came out, it wasn't that great of a console because there wasn't that many games that were out for it that were interesting, that were catching people's eyes. And then with the recent, Microsoft and Sony coming out with PS4 and Xbox One, they have all these games already lined up for it that are coming out. But soon
they have built a pipe.
Right, they already had built up all of these IPs, which everyone was so into, right?
And then Nintendo only had like word of mouth by like, oh yeah, we're gonna release Smash Bros. Holiday season.
Right. Everyone knew that they were coming out with those big ones, but no one really knew about them yet.
Yeah.
Until very, very recently. And recently with one of the big bombs that they dropped was Mario Kart 8, obviously. Everyone wants to play Mario Kart.
Uh-huh.
And they're starting to catch up with it. Like, if people are saying Mario Kart 8 isn't enough to get the Wii U out of the water, but I feel like Mario Kart 8 is just the beginning.
Yeah, with the Pokemon remakes everybody's been waiting for, and
yes.
Hyrule Warriors.
Yes.
What do you call them? All these
they're first party games made by Nintendo IP. Because everyone loves Nintendo games.
Yeah, and a little bit is on mob mentality, whereas $100 million net loss isn't going to really make Nintendo file for bankruptcy, you know?
Right.
People aren't going to like commit suicide or sell everything that they have just because they lost so much money. And with like all these new things that come out, like when good news starts to occur, people start buying like big parties and wedding cakes or like cakes and stuff, and then they start becoming all happy. But when something like bad like this occurs, people go nuts. And it causes really bad reactions.
Right. We have to think about how deeply Nintendo has been ingrained into gamers today. Because
yeah.
Nintendo is huge. Nintendo was really, I feel like, the ones who started this whole console gaming business. And they're the ones who really, like, they smashed it in the beginning. So right
yeah.
now...
And they could do it again.
Right. They're such a big power in this game. It's just they're basically just sleeping right now because Microsoft and Sony are taking the limelight with their and improve consoles.
And whatever.
So, really, what this 97 million net loss really means is you should be buying stock. It's a good time to buy into Nintendo. Alright, so next we're going to be talking about something serious. Not that the Nintendo story was serious, but we're going to be talking about something a little more serious that's happening in our community. And this is going to be toxicity in video games.
Online games, to be specific.
Andrew, you wanna start off?
Yeah, so, you know, when you play something like League of Legends or, I don't know, Dota 2, where...
Or COD,
where there is a voice chat or, like, a microphone where your team can give you feedback on how you are doing, and your enemy team can also, like, you know, say LOL to your good plays or something. Well, the feedback isn't always that good. The feedback can sometimes be slurs, curses, and jokes like your mom is really bad or something. So, and it discourages people to play. And even though, like, there's a push for an end for toxic behavior with the Tribunal in League of Legends, I mean, when people are chat banned, they can't communicate to the players. So,
right.
I mean, yeah, like, things like smart pings where it's like really fast interactions, like, oh, hey, yeah, go here, I'm going to do this, oh, back away from this, can really help, because it keeps the chat, like, related to the game.
Right. There are many viewers or listeners who think, so what? What does toxicity matter, right? Because sometimes being toxic in games comes with the territory, right? Because hey, if we're gonna be playing a game together, obviously we're gonna be trash talking, right? But that's the wrong stance to be taking on this issue. Because toxicity is inherently bad, not just for the player you're trash-talking or for you, but it's really bad for the game itself, right?
Yeah.
Because if everyone is...
Flipping tables,
screaming at each other, calling each other slurs, you are like this, you know, N-word, or you're a B-word, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't do the game any good. It doesn't do you any good either.
Puts people in bad moods.
What happens is that the game just becomes a cesspool where everybody who is trash-talking is just reading. It's breeding. It's like, it's festering.
Feeding the trolls.
And it's bad. Yes. This sort of toxic environment really can kill a game.
But how do you think that we should fix it? I mean, there has to be, you know, some way.
Right, because even if I want everyone to be happy and, like, talk nice to each other, that usually doesn't happen. And sometimes, yes, trash talking might be fun if you don't go overboard, right? I feel like a lot of games are starting to... We're talking to everyone is a thing you have to opt into, right?
Yeah,
so
but
you have to. So
good.
Some people they're too lazy to go through it, and that has curbs people trash talk, like being bad, toxic to each other, a significant amount, and you know, I think that's a start. Another thing to like really take into account is chat banning.
Yeah, because people people can't communicate when they're supposed to communicate.
Right, because I guess chatting is a privilege. Talking to people At least talking to the other team is a privilege.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to you and your team, if someone's being a douche, you have all rights to mute them, right? Everyone should be implementing the muting system into the new games, where you can just mute them if they're being bad, or if you don't like what they're saying.
Yeah. There's also, like, in CSGO, you can vote to kick somebody, and their player thing will be replaced by a bot. But in League, that's really hard because the bots in the artificial intelligence that Riot has programmed isn't really that worthy of replacing human players.
Right.
So you can't really replace somebody if you kick them.
Right. But definitely, yeah, you can definitely do the chat dance and stuff like that. Another thing is, like, not implementing talking to the other player at all. Talking to other players at all.
Yeah.
Like,
with mute buttons.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Hearthstone, you're limited to the set things you can say on the character. Like, Blizzard already giving you the set things to talk to say. And I feel like that really allows you to talk to them, but in a more polite manner.
Yeah, unless you're spamming it.
That's true.
Then you can mute them.
Yeah, you can also mute them too if you want.
I mean, for example, in Blizzard's MOBA, Heroes of the Storm, there is no chat in the game. The only thing that there is smart things, and there is no identification that you are who you are. There's the only identification that distinguishes you from others is your guy. So you can play Kerrigan or Zeratul for the whole entire game, and the enemy and your allied team won't know your actual in-game name. And when you do queue with them, for example, for another round, and they won't think that you're the same person, even if you sucked the first time around.
Right, I think that's another way that they can handle it. It's
where you mask everybody's identity.
Yeah, and with all of these advances in dealing with toxicity, we're actually in a much better place than we were a couple years ago when everyone was just incredibly mean to each other.
What's it called? Club Penguin?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, Club Penguin.
Club Penguin is Club Penguin.
I feel like it's a completely different ballgame altogether with Club Penguin. I think that just... Oh, and really, everything would be solved if everyone just follows Wheaton's Law. You know, don't be a dick.
Don't be a D-bag. Don't be a jerk, I mean.
Don't be mean to people. If everyone is talking mean to you, you don't want to be talking mean to other people.
Yeah.
Right? It really chases people out away from games and stuff. It's really bad just for everyone.
But we also have to consider the double standard where, you also have to tell the person, don't try ridiculous things or else people will hate you for it.
Right?
Yeah, don't do this unless you get unless you get your teammates consent. Or else it's gonna give them an incentive for calling you out.
I don't know. Just don't be a douchebag.
Yeah.
It's simple. That just about wraps it up for this episode.
If you wish to
it's a little shorter.
You wish to continue reading on some of our topics that we discussed, links will be provided in the descriptions.
This episode was a little shorter than the last one, but there hasn't been much going on this week, to be honest. Pretty bare bones. If you want, tune in next week. Tune in next Wednesday. We're gonna try getting these up Wednesdays and Fridays this month.
Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Wednesdays and Saturdays this month. So tune in for those. And I have put these episodes up on iTunes. So flop in Pretty Good Games, Pretty Good Gamers on your RSS feed, RSS catchers, and our episodes will just pop up.
Nice.
Right, excellent, right? Okay, so this is Pretty Good Gamers signing off.
Good night.
And thank you.